This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise.
And welcome everyone to the Sounding Board Scorecard for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise. Jane Neal, producer here, Craig Hutchison and Damien Barrett will be ranking statements I make. The government should be pulling out all stops to buy large stocks of antiviral medication to administer to COVID patients. Countries like the US, who are minimising the impact of COVID infections by treating patients with antiviral medication, are doing so. We're dangerously behind the eight ball on this one.
Pass.
Touchy, I'm going to give that a 7.
As Tony Tardio recently highlighted on Twitter, an employment tribunal in Britain has ruled that calling a male colleague bald is sexual harassment. It's a ludicrous move. There's nothing wrong with calling a spade a spade.
Touchy, you can't pass on this one.
Negative 500.
Yeah, I'm going to give that a 0.
0.
Greg Norman needs to immediately backflip on his decision to work with the Saudi Arabian government or risk being permanently cancelled by the international golfing community.
10.
1.
This one via Brendan True. He's got a statement regarding a business idea. Someone needs to design an indestructible phone charger with a GPS tracker. Mine don't last more than a week, and also my kids' colleagues steal and borrow them. In the last year, I've spent thousands. Could have paid for a house in Wodonga.
This is right up your area, Hutchie.
10. And yeah. If I could be honest for a moment about one of our partners, Signet, they've done exactly this. I've got the charger now on my desk. It is unbelievable how it's changed my life with a mobile phone. And if you need to fix your mobile phone going dead the whole time or your charger, get a Signet and CYGNET. And literally there's all sorts of power banks, but I've just got one permanently on my desk, as you may have seen. It sits there like a computer does, and it is unbelievable, Damo. I'll get you one so you can change your life.
Two things. You will still lose that, even though it's a permanent placement in your office, and only you could work in an ad to the scorecard. But I'm going to give that a 7.
It's not an ad. There's nothing.
It's not an ad.
Let's answer the question with what I'm doing. Go and have a look at my desk, which is not far from you.
It's a long way away from me right now.
Okay, we need to restrict the length of election campaigns. 6 weeks is just too long for journalists, the candidates, and the public. We are over it.
0.
Yeah, I'm going to give that a 0.
If Elon Musk lets Donald Trump back onto Twitter, there will be a mass exodus of users as a form of protest, and it may just break the viability of the platform.
0. I'll explain why in a moment.
1.
Scott Morrison's accidental crash tackle of an 8-year-old kid while playing soccer on the campaign trail in Tassie is one of the funniest things caught on camera in Australian politics in a very long time.
10.
And to wrap it up, the recent issues with female umpires and the response from AFL House has made it more likely for the commission to select the next CEO from outside of the AFL. This one from Serge on Twitter.
5.
4.
I'll roll back on those. I've said 5 because it is more likely. It's still improbable on the basis of the candidates we've seen so far and the volume of them being more male than female. But what we've read or seen, but I think it's more probable than it was. So I've given it a 5. ScoMo, that'll get me through bad days. I'll just watch that whenever I'm having a bad day and it'll pep me up. Elon Musk, he will lose a mass exodus, but I'm not sure it breaks the viability. It just changes its tone. We need to restrict the election campaigns. Oh, that it gave us 6 months rather than 6 weeks. I think it's just been awesome. Loved every minute of it. The Signet answer I've already given.
Oh, the Signet answer. There's a question about GPS and phone chargers, Archie. It wasn't a brand.
Tony Tardio on I'm against Tony. I'm highly defensive of being bald. It hurts. And I don't want to be called bald any longer. So I'm with you. I just don't know enough about the antiviral medication. I suspect Jane's right, but I just didn't want to be kind of adding a big number to support Jane's opinions, which she creeps into these things every week now by trying to get someone to lend voice to her kind of views. So I spot those questions and I just pass on them now.
Actually, Hutchie, you raise a really good point. I'm now going to retrospectively pass on that question too, because the last time I dared get myself in an organic conversation about anything to do with this COVID situation, I got fact-checked by the RMIT fact-check and the ABC fact-check amongst the others on the Sunday Footy Show who spoke for 90 seconds and didn't say anything other than just a couple of comments.
That's it.
So I don't want to get fact checks. That's a zero fact checkers. Your point about the baldness, we should park that for next week. I gave that a zero because, I just gave that a zero. Greg Norman, we discussed him as well. I don't know what he's doing, the Shark. The Morrison and the kid footage, I reckon that's up there with John Howard bowling that cricket ball that almost hit his feet. It's just better than that, do you reckon?
Yeah, it's gonna be like a red wine. It's just gonna age every year. It's gonna age better.
While some people might think it actually illustrates in perfect form his clumsiness on everything in life, what I did like about it, Hutchie, and you know I don't say anything good about this guy, he did attempt to cushion the kid with his arm behind the kid's back and head upon impact with ground. I thought if he wants to use that in the last 2 days of this election campaign, look, I care. I reckon there's something that could be done there. I reckon. You have a look at the still. And one more comment on the questions. That I thought there was another good offering by Jane on the scorecard today, Hutchie. The Donald Trump back on Twitter. There will not be one person who chooses to use that move as a means to get off Twitter. Everyone says they hate Twitter. No one ever gets off it. And if they get off it, they still look at it. They just don't actively participate in it. All that will happen, Hutchie, there will be just more people worked up about whatever it is that they want to be worked up on that day.
No doubt. The angerness will grow. And just on Greg Norman, I wasn't defending his actions or decision here, by the way, to be clear. I just said a one because if he wants to do it, he can live with the consequences. And if he wants to upset the global golf community, he might want to do that anyway. So that's his choice to make. We don't have to agree with it. And that's up to him to live with the consequences of whatever he so chooses.
Yep. And you can we can get the RMIT fact-check lab and the ABC fact-check operations to fact-check anything that we've said here by way of opinion.
As Dennis Pagan used to say to me, Damien, when you'd ring and put a story to him, you say whatever you want, son, just live with the consequences.
All right, Jay. Nice offering. I think you, like Hutchie, are in career best sounding board form with what you're doing on the scorecard.
Oh, you've just made my day. A little shout out to Jared from Tassie who suggested that you don't sign off on the scorecard by saying choosing to score. He thought there was connotations involved in that. So I will say goodbye, boys, and say if you are choosing to rate someone's opinion, choose to drink wise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo for DrinkWise. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.